Jersey City at the radio station, which is located on Montgomery Street. The radio station is located on Montgomery Street. If you walk around to the back, you'll see the parking lot. Just York Street? York Street. Next to the big post office, so you can't really miss it. And there's going to be a rally in the parking lot for folks to come out and just hang out together and more or less show your support for this endeavor and meet all of my friends. And I'll be up here in the studio, but you'll be listening to me. I'm sure there'll be some radios down there, and you know, I'm sure there'll be sound down there, and it will be pleasant. There'll be a keg there that probably won't last very long, knowing my friends. And you should all come out to the rally tomorrow. After this mission is accomplished and we go back to normal scheduling here, I will, X-Ray and I are going to have a victory party, so to speak, at the Loop Lounge on June 10th in Passaic Park, New Jersey. And it's during the regular scheduled slot, my regular slot, Sundays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. It'll be a live broadcast with the Fleshtones and the Swingin' Neckbreakers. And they played on the show, I think, in November. We did the same thing, and they tore down the house, and it was absolutely a spectacular party. And you couldn't ask for two better bands to be on a bill, and the interaction between us, it was awesome. It was really cool. And we will have them back on June 10th. So that's something you should keep in mind. And now we're going to play a few Fleshtone songs back-to-back, except for the fact, of course, that I'm going to step on microphone and tell you what they were so as to be compliant. You know how much I like to comply with the rules. This is a whole new Jonesy we're talking about. Here is the Fleshtones. Let's go.
The hell with radiation. Let's go. Yeah.
Here is the Fleshtones with Let It Rip.
Problems, make them work for you. Let it rip. You'll be dead if you try, so let it sleep and don't lie. Let it rip. Let it rip. Let it rip.
Jonesy, this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. And we have another Fleshtone song. Thanks to the Greasy Kids and their leaders for allowing us to broadcast during this particular time slot. I appreciate that, as I do all of my fellow staff members who have stepped aside and allowed this event to go on. And without their approval, it would have never happened. And I'd like to thank them all. And I especially thank the hosts of Greasy Kids Stuff and the Greasy Kids themselves, who shouldn't be listening. Because you don't want to... Mama, don't let your children grow up to be cowboys. And Jonesy's a cowboy, if there ever was one, I think. Well, not really. There are real cowboys, man. Cowboys that come in here, punch my teeth out, the show will be over. In one swift kick. So, Jonesy's not a real cowboy, but you don't want your kid growing up to be like Jonesy, so you should have them not tune in to Jonesy. Don't let this happen to them. You don't want them to try to break the records. Not yet, anyway. Here are the Fleshtones with Beautiful Light.
Giving up their secrets to me. for my dreams to hide. Love and forgotten friends reclaim my soul. Tears that I could not fight obscure the dark room that came into sight. See the glow of the beautiful light. Feel the glow how it warms the night. I saw the beautiful light shining brightly just for a while.
Jonesy, and more Flesh Tones with Medley, My Kind of Lovin', and The Crossroads Are Comin'.
Drinking in the bar all night to find some loving. My kind of never looking back.
Len Jones, the show heard around the world. And here is Sly and the Family Stone with You Can Make It If You Try. Yes, I can make it if I try. I'm glad you're all here to remind me of that. There was a moment there this morning, and I just couldn't imagine. You know, I feel better right now than I felt yesterday when we were rolling, so that's good. Go, Jones, you're the man. For a little adrenaline rush maybe later, you should pay Lou Reed's The Blue Mask. That'll help. Bailey from Sayreville. Jones, we have five radios in the house. We are all sending you electromagnetic energy fields, the good ones. We are very excited that this dreary weekend has been made fun because of you, the Romeos. Thank you. Dear Mr. Jones, my family and I are tuning you in up here in WXHD territory. Seems like a difficult feat, but we have every confidence in you. Thanks to you and Mr. Burns for the great Sunday afternoons. We're looking forward to a whole summer full. Judy and all in Croton-on-Hudson, in New York. Jones, know who you were till, what is this? Did not know who you were till my son Big Carlo told me you were trying to break the record. Oh, I said with a little enthusiasm. That's nice, I guess. He's jogging and working out and eating healthy foods. Carlo said he didn't think so. Then he said he's one of us. I said an Italian. And he said, no, big. Now you have my attention. Good luck. Show them what an overweight, out of shape, determined man can achieve. Good luck. Even bigger. Carl. Even bigger, Carlo. He signed it. Excellent. Thank you. That's cool. Go, Jones, go. You are the music. You are the man. My kids can't believe you are still on the air. I told them people who don't quit can do great things. Do a great thing. The music never died with you on the radio. Marconi first made radio history, and you are making the latest radio history. My family is behind you all the way. Signed, The Mule. Congratulations on the first 24 hours. Loving the program. It's fantastic. Humbly sending some requests. Love the name set, especially Bernadette. If you go back to that, how about these selections? Sincerely, a listener in New York. Thank you. Jones, you will march on a road of bones into history. I'm sorry I can't be in Jersey to witness it. Have to play Army in Philly. Keep pushing and take it 1 hour at a time. Skip the coffee and go for the espresso. Cleaner burn, less acid and volume. You are the lone DJ of the apocalypse. We think of you when we look to the night sky. Go, Jones, go. Johnny Photo. Man, if this stuff keeps coming in when I'm, like, completely burned out in hour 60 or 50 or something like that, I'm going to cry. Yeah, keep up the great work. Paul and Tio in Hartsdale. Here is the horoscope for Scorpio today. Scorpio makes a journey this weekend, whether actual or conceptual. Love is hard work on many levels. The ordinary world, or at least your view of it, may never be the same again. Good luck. You deserve your pot of gold. An ordinary world would be a dreary place indeed without Jonesy. Signed, Gina. I'll read some more later. I still have to brush my teeth. It's like being in prison. It's me. You look forward to things like brushing your teeth. I was so excited to pour the cup of water over my head and do the shampoo thing in the sink. And I made a big mess. The Grassroots, Midnight Confessions.
Love is not good. time is not confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Jonesy, the show heard round the world. This is Shokin Knife's Rain. This here is called Barnabas, the Vampire State Building, from the Dark Shadows soundtrack.
She turned him into a vampire. That was his curse. Drink or smoke. Not even Bloody Mary's, yeah, he'd rather have a Coke. When the night is dark and the moon is full and there's nothing to do, be careful when you walk at night, or he'll put the bite on you. Left a note in blood, said I'm going on TV. Barnabas had flown away to Collinsport in Maine to become the Ed Sullivan of the jugular vein.
Barnabas, we must confess, we dig your pearly fangs and your breast stainless. Funny people's dance is your ghoulish desire. Barnabas, your favorite vampire.
Sing my song, boys and ghouls.
Good morning. Y'all just waking up. Did you have a nice sleep? Did y'all rest well? I hope you're all well rested. Had a lovely night's sleep. Sweet dreams with your loved ones. Check in with us, Jones at WFMU.org. Dear Jonesy, congratulations in advance for what will surely be your historical entry into the Guinness Book of World Records. In all honesty, though, I have to tell you that as an ex-substance abuser who has himself stayed up for days at a time, I never thought to contact Guinness about any of my own historical sleep deprivation experiments. Besides, I don't know if they have a category for my former condition anyway. Your appearance from just last night to this morning has begun to take on that glassy look that I know far too well. And as far as hallucinations are concerned, I never experienced any that weren't drug-induced because of lack of sleep. What did happen, however, was time seemed to have collapsed. On the third day of having no sleep, I would mistakenly think that events that had transpired the day before were actually 2 days before. I also felt as if I were walking into a dream, just going through the physical motions without any thought process involved, like a zombie. Don't let any of this discourage you, though. I must have been on benders like these a million times, and I'm not dead. One day at a time, your dedicated fan. P.S. I wrote this in large font so you could read it easier. That was actually very thoughtful, because that was becoming a problem in the middle of the night. But we adjusted it on this end. Try good morning by the Beatles if you want to stay awake, Jonesy. It always wakes me up in the morning as I drive to school. It might help you when you get tired. If it's more than 6 minutes, just cut it off also. Don't think Starbucks, you'll throw up. Jonesy doesn't do Starbucks. When the time comes for coffee, it will not come from Starbucks. And if it does, I hope they don't tell me. Okay, Jonesy, we're loving you. I stopped by ShopRite on my way to my Saturday library gig and bought my chimichangas to be microwaved for lunch, my granola bars for breakfast, and a Sat Car 200 AM/FM flashlight radio space age design for $9.99. How much space age can you get for $9.99? So I could get you via WXHD. The reception is troublesome, but you're somewhat there. Major static at the reference desk. Features at my new radio include flashlight in front of radio. Listen to AM/FM broadcast, belt clip included. Great for camping and boating, made in China. Uses 3 AA batteries, not included. Yes, I bought batteries too. Love sneaking little listens to you when I can. Other than your magnificent event, only a Ranger playoff game could drive me to such a purchase as my new Saccar 2000. Well, I guess you wouldn't have been getting one this year if I didn't do this. The music you're playing as some of the best and worst to be heard on WFMU. Dig, dig, dig. Jonesy, I just got up from a real sweet 10 hours in La La Land, and boy, do I feel refreshed. You know how it is when your head hits that pillow and everything feels right with the world? You pull the crisp sheets up around your nose and just drift away. Anyway, you got to go do a little work before my lunchtime siesta. Catch you on the other side. Glenn, may the hours fly by quickly for you today. I see you on my computer, and you are looking and sounding great. Keep on, keep it on. I got to remember, there's a Reno's Men song. If any of them are out there, I'm going to have to call them up. If not, that had the one of the lines is keep on, keep it on. And I want to play that, but I can't remember which one it is. And that's from 99. Even 99 is listening. Hey, I had dreams about you all night. I really did. The baby woke me up every hour, and every time I thought, oh my God, I'm so tired, I hope Glenn is okay. Then I'd fall back asleep and have another dream about you trying to stay up and play records. In one dream, there was a power outage, so that killed everything. In another dream, you decided to recount the story of your entire life. It was great. Maybe you should try it. Ooh, there's a thought. Anyway, David and I are listening all weekend. We know you can do it. Love, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Attaboy, I'm going to email you at odd hours to perk you up. As you know, your mini keeps very regular hours, so they will seem unusual to you. Got to go scrub my face now. Go, Mo. Win one for our dead boys in uniform. Love, Mini. Glenn, we like the red shirt. You're looking spiffy now. The album family. Oh, I'm taking this off. I just put this off to come out of the shower. Are you kidding? I'm going to look real spiffy soon. Glenn, you are the man. Thanks for playing Bubble Puppy. They were a one-hit wonder in the late 60s. Talk to you later, Brian. You can thank Brian Turner for that, who showed up with it after I read the request. Once in a great while, we are privileged to experience an event so extraordinary it becomes part of our sacred heritage. 1969, Man Walks on the Moon. 1971, Man Walks on the Moon again. Then for a long time, nobody walked on anything. Until this weekend, nothing happened. To be witness to this great attempt of yours, Jones, is truly a special treat. You will do it. All the best, Nick and Maria. Did Friedman, like, make all these up? Is this a part of the plot to get me over, to make me go through it? Just the last three. Eat proteins exclusively for the next 24 hours. When you get into ketosis, you will not be able to sleep for love or money nor fame. Oh, cool. You mean there's a phase coming that I will not be able to sleep, no matter what? I'm looking forward to it. Steak, turkey, eggs, pork, ribs, bacon, ham, anything but starches or starchy vegetables. If you must eat vegetables, eat them raw, no dressing unless it's protein-based. Also, send the woman out for raspberry tea and other herb teas that are mood elevators. All these things work. I am now down to 120, and I might be skinny enough for the general standards now. Love, Minnie. I woke up some Reg Saturday program. I woke up to some Reg, R-E-G, Sat program. Hope you're still on a roll, staying up and all that jazz. Hope you play some Bay City Rollers. Ooh. Jonesy likes the Rollers. Hey, Jonesy, I've been having a great time listening to you break the world's record. Good luck. We can't get enough of your show. Anyway, just wanted to share this with you. My 5-year-old daughter, Lena, always listens to Greasy Kid Stuff Saturday morning. This morning when she got up, I told her to look at the computer screen. I said, look, Lena, history is being made. That's Jonesy trying to break the world record on WFMU. So Belinda and Hova aren't on today. Immediately, she started to scream. Oh, no, I don't want Jonesy to break Belinda's records. Then we can't hear Greasy Kid Stuff anymore. I told her, you promised not to break anything. So now she's calmed down. Keep on keeping on, my brother. Kevin and Lena. 24 hours, Jones. All Jones all the time. FMTV, Jones TV. If I were queen, I would see to it that Jones were never off the air. That way I could listen to him whenever I liked. And if I wanted someone to experience Jones firsthand, it could happen spontaneously. From the Queen of Meanies. Jones, you can do it. You can do it all week. I can do it all weekend long. Heard you read my email yesterday. Thought you were pretty quick on the wit. I was laughing my ass off at the office. At home, I can see you on video, and I can understand why you wouldn't be doing yoga. Thank goodness you can't see me. Anyways, hope you are pacing well. You are definitely rocking the state of Illinois this morning. Thrashing Saturdays. Yip, yip. Stay away from the ABBA. It'll put you to sleep. Hang in there. One day down, only a few 8-hour shifts left. Totally doable at this point. This might be a long shot, but you could play Blues Traveler. We're rooting for you out here. If you do play it for Kevin Foley. Thanks again, Manny from Kearney. My 9-year-old just said to me, Dad, he looks pretty good for someone that is up all day. Hey, where do you grow up? Sometimes you just got to be up all day, and you don't have a choice in the matter. Now, we are going to the Velvet Underground. I'm beginning to see the light. This is Jonesy, Last Man Standing, show heard around the world. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones.
Well, I'm beginning to see the light. I want to tell you.
this must be how it feels to be loved, man. And that was the Velvet Underground, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Once again, thanks to Hova and Belinda for giving us the opportunity to do this by relinquishing their time slot and preempting Greasy Kid stuff for us. They have left a gift box for me, which I will open shortly, and we will see what's inside of it together. We'll open it on air and check out the contents. Right now, the Strangeloves, I Want Candy. Jonesy, last man standing here. This is from the Planet of the Apes soundtrack, The Hunt. Thank you. Jonesy. Just did an interview with some Japanese radio station. It's actually an internet station. And it was quite interesting. It was very interesting. The woman would ask me questions and in English, perfect English, and I would answer them. And then her entire voice would change. Her tone would change and everything. And she would interpret it to their listeners. So it was a real goof to do. And they'll all be tuning in shortly because they gave out the web address for us. Good morning, Sir Jonesy. A fine public service spot for DJs. Please brush your teeth. You're looking good and refreshed. Just a warm thought as you continue your quest. We in Southwest Division of the IBJ are with you, brother. Thanks for the years of memories, and now this, Sergeant-at-Arms Kurt Wallach, Southwest Division. Go, Jonesy, we're eating bagels and listening to you. You should be on all the time. One thing, though, you played that Coolio song twice. Now, that's not true. Everyone thinks they know the rules. I played it twice, but I'm allowed to play it twice, but not within 3 hours. You know, everyone thinks they know the rules, and they're calling me out on it. You got to know the real rules before you try to call me out on it. I know these rules backwards and forwards, man. If there's anybody that you want a ruling from, ask me. I've been studying these since day one, and I've heard every interpretation possible of them. Why do you think we've got a lawyer? Why do you think L.A. Martin's working for us? So don't you worry about it, John Monroe. Last night, as my girlfriend and I lay in bed, the last word we said was Jonesy. And when we got up extra early in your honor this morning, when the alarm went off, the first word I said was, Jonesy, you're the man. The world is a better place for having you in it. Jeff from Madison, Wisconsin. The music you're playing is great. No requests at this point. Jones, we wholeheartedly support you in your valiant quest. For the record, we are bringing you and your helpers a cheesecake from Juniors. We realize that you're attempting this feat in support of the common man, not for personal glory, and that deserves cheesecake at the very least. May it carry you to victory and beyond. Once more, onto the breach. Steve and Camille, Astoria, New York. Okay, I have a box of gifts. I have a care package here from Hova and Belinda from the Greasy Kid Stuff crew. And we will open it up here on mic, like we like to do everything. We like to live on the radio. And there's lots of goodies in here. Look at this. That Japanese radio station would love the stuff that's in here from the looks of it. Okay, first off, we have Smarties and Zots candies. And we have a super sound whistle, a metal whistle with a 36-inch cord. I assume that's for my captain. And we have more Smarties. I love Smarties. And a cap bomb. You know, it's one of those things where you put the caps into the metal sprocket and you throw it up in the air, and when it lands, bang. Jonesy likes that. That was Jonesy's first fireworks. A bottle, a lovely decorative bottle of Crush with all little pretty things inside. The Reincarnation Awake Tea, Throat Coat, we're going to be needing that. Oh, look at this one. It's one of those little fun makers. It's a bunch of little fun makers. I mean, we're going to have a party here. And some glittery putty. My God, putty has changed, hasn't it? Now they have glitter putty. And enough tea and little toys for everybody. This will give me something to play with when I go mad. Thank you, Hova and Belinda. Thanks again. for everything. And now, Elvis Costello with Battered Old Bird.
The landlady's husband came up to town today. Since he left them both 10 years ago to serve the ministry. The dark down road of his approach and constant rain was drenched. The tenant's boy said, "How do you do?" then swore in French. "Did you teach this little child these curses on my soul? You should both be shut down in the coal hole. That's no way to treat a child who cries out in the night, and a woman who teaches wrong from right. Oh, he's a battered old bird. He's a woman of a devil, oh, he's a battered old bird. And he's a woman of a devil, oh, there's a place where time stands still. You keep taking these little pink pills, oh, 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 oh." "Hush your mouth, you hypocrite, his humor cut her deep. Tight-lipped leer of judgment that had seen a love deserted just like sleep. Filthy words on children's lips are beds of my despise. Then if I were to speak my mind about this house, oh, he's a battered old bird. And he's living up a devil, oh, he's a battered old bird. And he's living up a devil, oh, there's a place where time stands still. He keeps taking these little pink pills, oh, 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 oh." But on the first floor, there are two old maids, and each one wishing that the other was afraid. And next door to them was a man so mild, he chopped out the head of a visitor's child. The bonfire swallowed sleeping pills like dreams, with a bottle of sweet sherry that everything redeems. Whoa, he's a battered old bird. He's living up there. Whoa, whoa, he's a battered old bird. He's living up there. Whoa, whoa, there's a place where time stands still. You keep taking these. On the second floor is the Macintosh man. He's in his overcoat, barring out of them. And then the typewriter's rattling all through the night. He's burgundy for breakfast time. He says, "One day I'll throw away all of my cares. It is always Christmas in a cupboard at the top of the stairs." Whoa, he's a battered old bird. And he's a living up a devil, whoa, he's a battered old bird. And he's a living up a devil, whoa, there's a place where time stands still. You keep taking these little pink pills, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, there's a boy, if ever there was, who's gonna do big things. I guess that's what they all say, and that's how the trouble begins. I've seen them rise and fall, been through their big deals and smalls. And you'd better have a dream that goes beyond four walls. You think he should be sent outside
playing with the traffic, when pieces of them are already scattered in the air. And he's living up in there. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a place where time stands still. You keep taking these little big pills. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jonesy. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. This is Elvez, and Marie's the name. And here is the King, Come As You Are.
Choice is yours and don't be late.
This here is Marvin Gaye with Gonna Keep On Trying Till I Win Your Love. Marvin Gaye, gonna keep on trying till I win your love. And I've just discovered that in the crush bottle, the magic crush bottle that was left in the special box by Belinda and Hova, there is a secret message, a message inside the bottle. I'm gonna check that message as we speak. Wow. Dear Mr. Jones, here are some stimulating objects to rouse and invigorate. We know you can do this, and we are with you in spirit. As you barrel through day two of your journey, we just want to thank you for your heart and tenacity. To say you're going to do something like this takes nothing more than audacity. To plan it takes determination. To admit and face your fears and hopes, well, that just makes us admire you all the more. But to wake up Friday morning and gather your wits and actually step into the radio studio is courageous beyond belief. The rest is simply a matter of fortitude. Congratulations on making it through the door, and good luck for the rest of your journey. Your friends, Belinda and Hova. P.S. and thanks for the rare Memorial Day weekend off. Well, you're welcome.
Let's do it again next year. What do you say?
Jonesy here, www.wfmu.org. You can watch our video stream, check out what's going on in the studio, and there are things going on in the studio at all times. a full ship here. And here I'll read a couple of emails. Jones@WFMU.org. I need a get me a Japanese interpreter for our Japanese friends who are tuning in from that interview we just did. Dear Jones, for reasons I won't explain, I was out in the pouring rain for several hours this morning planting bulbs and annuals. I brought my radio outside and fashioned a tent out of a garbage bag so I could hear your historical happening. The misery of my being wet and cold seemed nothing compared to what you've undertaken. Hats off to you. Your dedication and discipline are inspiring. It seems likely that I'll be moving to L.A. soon, and I find great solace knowing I will be able to tune in to WFMU and your show online. Nevertheless, there's something to be said for being physically close to WFMU headquarters, and knowing that I can just pop over to the parking lot tomorrow to celebrate with all my WFMU kin. We're all rooting for you, Laura. Thank you, Laura. Hey, Jones, I hope that all these emails are helping you, and if that is the case, then let us wish you well. They are helping me. Please keep them coming. You are doing a great job. There is no doubt that you will achieve your goal. Let the naysayers be damned. We wish we could be there to help out, but unfortunately, we will be working all weekend, but we will be listening all the time. Good luck, man. Listeners, sometimes volunteers, Sean and Cindy. P.S. Prior to this weekend, what was the longest you ever stayed awake? It's hard to say. The recording studio, when I used to work at the recording studio, we would do sessions that went 24 hours standing on our head. And so I would say approximately 30 hours. I believe there may have been a weekend or a week leading into a weekend or something like that where I actually saw two sunrises, and I think it probably was closer to 40-something hours. But that was a long, long time ago. From Tracy, courage. That's all she says. She simply says courage. Jonesy, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. I admire what you're doing, and not only that, you're the best DJ around because you are playing great tunes. Go for it, Jonesy. Listener Andy in Washington, D.C. Thanks. This is for Hova and Belinda. The Police, Message in a Bottle.
You need people, I'm falling too.
Kinks till the end of the day.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive. Feel good from morning to the end of the day. To the end of the day. Yeah, you and me, we live this life.
Sophia, the theme to Django.
Django!
Django, have you always been alone?
Django!
Django, have you never loved again? Love will live on. Life must go.
Lost her.
sun.
Jones, from the soundtrack of The Bridge Over River Kwai, Colonel Bogey March, music composed and conducted by Malcolm Arnold. Sound like one of them! Uh-oh, I'm going to explode again. This is the Colonel Bogey March. KC and the Sunshine Band, Shake Your Booty. He said booty.
Everybody, get on the floor. Let's dance.
Jonesy. So you say Jonesy, right? You grab the microphone, you press the button. This is what's going on here. And you say Jonesy. And then you start to, like, feel around in front of you for whatever it is that you need to play next. Which in this case is They Might Be Giants with Laura Cantrell, our very own Laura Cantrell. Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle, Jim. Welcome to the jungle, Jim. Welcome to it, Jim. Welcome to the jungle, and welcome to the jungle, Dan. Welcome to it, John. Think you're gonna like, I think you're gonna like it once you give in the jungle a chance. Think you're gonna like it once you give in it a chance. In the jungle, in the jungle, in the jungle. Push me in the face, push me in the face again, push me in the face again, push me in the face. Didn't really like, I didn't really like the last time when you pushed me in the face. Didn't really like the last time when you pushed my face. In the jungle, in the jungle, in the jungle. Now you will be with me. Put your hand in my hand. Lift up the rock and see all the things that live in the jungle with us. Put your hand near the bug. We are so much like them. See how the bug reacts to your hand in the same way as I do.
Jonesy. Some emails. This one fresh in from X-Ray Burns. X-Ray wants to know, why didn't you mention Pearl Harbor and Memorial Day to the Japanese? Good work, says X-Ray. Hang tough. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Jones, go baby go. All the planets are in alignment this week, and the Mets are going to sweep the hate it Marlins. Oh, wow, we're going to beat the Marlins. And Jonesy's going to break, not just break, smash the record. Having recently dragged my sorry ass across the finish line of the Jersey Shore Marathon, I understand the thrill of pointless demonstrations of stamina. You are an inspiration to all the kids, Chris and Montclair. Mr. Jones, Mr. Zelichowski, welcome back. Mr. Jones, I thought of you while running 10 miles in the rain this morning. What you're doing is way tougher than a marathon, but at least you don't have water in your socks and underwear. Oh, yeah? How do you know? I hope not anyway, he goes on to say. I guess I jumped all over your joke. Go, man, go. Tom in Rutherford. Thank you. We got a telephone message from Red at Harrison Cab. And when I used to work at Harrison Cab many years ago, there was this really cool dude named Red that I have not seen in or heard of in 15 years. Maybe, no, a lot longer than that. 20 years, 21 years, something like that. Wow. And Red says he has a 12-pack of donuts from Sip and Dump. Wow, if that's you, Red, I hope all is well with you. I always admired you. Jonesy, hello from Boot, New Jersey, and no, it's not some low-life place like The Sopranos made it out to be. We got the radio. Well, actually, that episode wasn't even shot in Boot, was it? Hello from Booton, New Jersey. No, it's not some low-life place like The Sopranos made it out to be. We got the radio on in all rooms and blasting out the garage. Go, Jonesy, go. Go, you're the man. Me and my boys are cheering you on. We're taking you down the shore today, going fishing on the beach in the rain just south of Seaside. You better go fishing north of Seaside if you want to take me with you. Jonesy, before you change your shirt, can you tell us what it says? The video feed, while pretty nice on a DSL line, is too blurry to read the words. You look nice and refreshed this morning. Keep up the good work. Stay away from that raspberry tea crap. Sending you best wishes and good luck from the Lower East Side, Jesse and Michelle. Oh, I'm going to turn and let them see the shirt. Yeah, this particular shirt really is just a shirt that I grabbed when I was leaving. That was made for other purposes. What it says is, no gimmick needed. No gimmick needed. And it really wasn't chosen for any other reason this morning, except I had about 7 minutes to do the cat bath thing in the sink and opted to go with washing the hair as opposed to getting dressed. So I just threw something on. But I'm going to do a fashion change a little bit. Just checking in for day part two. All of our love and best wishes go out to you in the studio. Stunt or not, you're doing it all. You're doing it for all of the wonderful madman world of the IBJ. You are our Nishinsh. You are Superman. Keep on doing, and not to sound like a parent or anything, but don't harm yourself either. We're here with you all weekend, Jonesy, looking forward to a Bears game and a Fat Pack tour date this summer. Pronto, post-haste, soon as the stunt hangover subsides, Scott and Laura. Well, the first date is June 10th at the Loop Lounge with the Fleshtones and the Swinging Neckbreakers. So you'll be there for that, right? Me and my five-year-old daughter thought that Aaron Carter did I Want Candy. Candy, my wife thought that Bow Wow Wow did. Rock and roll is great. How a song can span the generations. Jones, you look great. Keep on trucking. Hint, hint. The Butler Clan. Ah, Michael Butler. Not the other Michael, the good Michael Butler, not the Michael Butler that used his talents for evil. Dear Mr. Jones, we're big fans of yours for years. We had the pleasure of volunteering at your show during the marathon a few years ago when you tongue-kissed the station manager. See how rumors get started? Maybe pleasure isn't the right word. Honor is more like it. Anywho, you referred earlier to a song with Keep On Keeping On in it. Curtis Mayfield did a song by that name on his Roots album. Don't know if that's the song you're thinking of, but we respectfully submitted as a request. No, actually, it was a Reno's Men song. By the way, today happens to be our fifth wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary. We'd love it if you would play a song of your choosing for us. Okay. I'll save some of these. Because I've got to report to my new captain soon. This is Big Star Feel. Jonesy. This is ESG, Moody. Jonesy, this one is P-Funk, Parliament. P-Funk wants to get funked up.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk. Or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody says, is there funk after death? I say it's 7 up. Yeah. P-funk. Uncut funk. P-funk. P-funk. Yeah. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a three on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk to be funk. I want to get funked up.
Him.
I want the funk. I want the
P-funk. P-funk, y'all.
I want my funk set on. Make my funk to be funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers.
Doesn't anybody here read the New York Post so I can read about myself?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, good. Oh, goody. I can read about myself. I like to do that. Here's Dr. Hook and the cover of the Rolling Stone. Right here, right now. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. Cover of the Rolling Stone.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yes.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother.
Yeah, Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Little teenage blue-eyed groupies who do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
Reno's Men, Going On. From their first record. Best unsigned band in America, Reno's Men. I'm going to do for them what I've done for myself. Sign them.
The mother
the street at it. Meanwhile, taking a look at the bully head cold. The headman hunches doing nothing while the flames grow strong. Now you tell me, what's going on? The mother loving government decided to go to war. Mother loving troops standing in the sand, exposed to the radiation, violation, imitation, cleansing mission. Operation, what this time? Now you tell me.
Hello, everyone.
Wow! It's beer o'clock! 12 o'clock! Ha-ha! Liquor stores open up! Ha-ha-ha-ha! Weekend! It's the weekend! It's not the morning anymore. You're a drunk if you drink in the morning. But if you drink at noon, oh, wow, man. You're just a regular guy. So now's the time for everyone to have fun. Right?
Maybe they'll give me an O'Doul's later again. They gave me an O'Doul's yesterday, man. Late last night, I was treated to a non-alcoholic beer. And that was so exciting, and I swear I felt a buzz. Anyway, this is Jonesy. Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it. The clock on the wall says 12 o'clock. And we kind of gave up on our sixth sheep's sick many, 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 many hours ago by accident. But, hey, that's the way it goes, right? To the emails. Jonesy! This is the best stunt ever. When I think of stunts of the past and I run the gamut from That's Incredible to Ronald McDonald or Jeffrey the Baby Giraffe, showing up at the opening of a new store, this stunt is so far beyond anything else it puts you in a class with comic book heroes of lore. Go, Jonesy! Paul, Super Goofy Foot.
Glenn, if it is to your liking, can you play blah, 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 blah. Jonesy, I work down in New Brunswick at the Court Tavern, and believe it or not, after driving home to Jersey City and walking my dogs and getting screamed at by my effing cat, my cat screams too. I'm usually just getting ready to crash out, but for now I'm with you, brother. We had Grant Hart from Husker Du down here tonight, and he's like tooling around America by himself this weekend. That was weird enough. Then I started getting phone calls about you, so I was telling everybody about this all night because it's the end. It's really It's really Jersey pride we're talking about, which I will wholeheartedly embrace in the name of your success, despite my Philadelphia sporting preferences. But everybody's like, oh yeah, I heard about it. I'll tune in for the crash and burn on like Sunday. Oh, sons of bitches expecting me to crash and burn. I'll get back with you and keep you posted. That's the way of these worthless hipsters, though, waiting for the crash. Stay strong, brother. Mark. Jones, Glenn Jones, we know you can do it. If you break the world record, we will come to New Jersey and bring a bottle of Jim Beam with your name on it. We love you, Cato, Joe, and Jane. Thank you very kindly. I think you can listen out there, man. Check out 89.5. And you might be able to get it in the surrounding areas. You rule! I remember when you first suggested pulling this crazy stunt during a pledge drive on your Sunday show. I was very tempted to call up and pledge $20,000 so you could complete the bargain you made with what's-his-name, the station manager or program director or whomever. That would be Ken. Anyway, it was April Fool's Day, so I thought I could get away with it, but I wimped out at the last minute. It warms my heart to know that despite the cowardice, you were able to pursue your dream. Keep the hits coming. Could you play some Funkadelic we just did? Maybe Red Hot Mama or blah, 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 blah. Thanks, Aaron from Bay Ridge. Jonesy, you are the David Blaine of WFMU and possibly even the Houdini of radio. I had to look around. I thought there'd be certain people here that might be upset by that. You are providing great mental freedom for many, many other minds today. You could even say that you are the New Jersey Devils of WFMU. You are truly a hero, and there is a girl here that thinks you're hot. God bless you. Good luck. TJK Haywood.
Well, TJ, I get off on Tuesday, and I'm not doing nothing.
Hey, Jonesy, I'm out here from California. Found your show. I wish I could stay until the end, so I'm going to listen online starting Sunday. I'm moving out here in August, and I'll make sure I give you guys at WFMU some money. Keep up the good radio. Oh, yeah, forget the proteins. When you make it to Monday, you should just start eating Krispy Kreme donuts. Good luck and play Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. I believe I brought that. If not, it is in the library. I'm not much of a donut guy. I don't know. Jonesy. Ah! Hey, keep on going and stop talking about the beer dude. So all I wanted to say is you can do it. Connor. Jonesy, you are the man, the music, and the magnificent bastard superstar of rock and roll. Here in Bayonne, it is all about the Jones. Every radio in our house is tuned into your amazing